Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
While the games are winding down, they're getting wound up.
We talked about this a billion times. These guys are morons, all of them in that room.
He did a poor job this year because he wanted to showcase he could be a pocket passer.
Mike Carver.
Is this serious? Come on.
Joe Lisi.
Look him in his eye and tell him what he is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. 48-46. Suns lead the Pels. Just over 3 minutes left to go in the first half there. Still minus 8.5 live for the Suns. 223.5 the total. Grizzlies 118-92 lead the T-Wolves. There's a lot of baseball happening. I haven't given you the hockey in a while, Joe. They are underway in the second period as my Canucks have a 2-0 lead over the Senators. Huge. Absolute must win for the Canucks tonight as they continue to get me closer to that over 90.5, which is really all that I care about. More important than them still being in the playoff race is that they get over 90.5 points for me to hit that bet. Sharks have a 2-0 lead over the Blue Jackets. Scoreless Kings and Ducks. Are we both on the Kings or you got something else going on there?
I'm on the over, too. I got the Kings. I got a plus 150 price on them, minus a goal and a half.
Yeah, I just need to win.
I got a parlay going.
Well, but, that's not a surprise.
It's dead in the water with Ayton. He's obviously – nobody woke him up and told him.
What do you need from Ayton?
18.5. I got Herbert Jones points? Over 8. Yeah, I'll go through it right now.
How did you get the Kings involved with this?
I didn't. The Kings are straight.
Oh, okay, good.
And the over's straight. So the over's dead right now. Six and a half.
Yeah, you got a problem with that. Yeah.
But this has got legs for the night. Valachunas over 13.5 pounds. The kid's coming to play 9 in the first half. The
Booker
beard is coming
miss,
to play.
Man.
Darling, I have to get some rebounds tonight. I got my scarf on. Get my Skechers. Get the gray, the road grays. I got to go bound over 13.5 tonight, darling. Herbert Jones over 8.5. He's got 6. The over 222. Okay, we're on pace with 100. It's possible. And Ayton, the dog, with 18.5. He's got 4. He does this all the time. DeAndre Ayton, let me just say this, okay? He never plays a full game of basketball. It's always first half, he gets like 16. He's non-existent in the second half. Or he comes out flat in the first half, and then in the second half, he'll have like 14. Could he put one game together for 4 quarters with this guy bounds and scores points? Like, what are you doing? He's a one-trick pony.
I told you to stay
wrong. Am I wrong?
Stay away from Ayton.
It's him and Bridges for the Suns that are like parlay killers. And you said it with Bridges tonight.
Well, tonight's his night. He's got a couple threes tonight. He's hit some threes.
46 threes. He hits like 50 threes on the year. 46 of them come in one game.
And the Kings are on the board, Joe. Let's go.
Yes.
Let's go.
That's it.
Let's go. Now you know what they need to do, right, Joe?
Extend.
We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, The Mightier. 1090 ESPN Radio in Southern California, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have you in the mix. Booker has 26 in the first half, Joe. He's hit 6 threes. He is going off tonight, as they say. Tremendous start for Devin Booker.
Yeah, he's always hot. I mean, you know, Booker and Paul.
It wasn't hot
Booker
the other night.
Paul.
He had to scrape out 25 in game one.
He still scraped it out, though. I mean, it's very rare Booker gets held under 20.
Ooh, McCollum with a three, Joe. McCollum with a three.
Yeah, it's like his 4-3 tonight.
Hey, listen, we need, you know, I don't want to, we're building the blocks here, but the two hardest parts of my Sun Pelican SGP have come through. With the 4 threes for Booker and the 3 threes for McCollum. They come through in the first half.
Booker again with a three. He's 28 got 28. Points. 12 in this quarter. All right, the over's looking all right. Can we get...
Well, the over's looking all right, that's for sure. It's at 226 and a half. What do you have the over at?
222. All Ayton is doing, can I tell you, he's sitting out at the free throw line. Every time somebody makes a three, pumps his fist.
We do need a
couple
rebounds.
That's all Ayton is doing.
We just need
get
a couple
your ass down low and score.
Can we get some rebounds from him?
Absolutely. You get nothing.
No, I need boards. Boards.
You're better out having a mannequin running up and down the court because he's absolutely. He looks like the scarecrow. He's just.
You sound like me. You sound like me with Adebayo when we started the show.
I don't understand. Guy's long. He's athletic. Get to the basket. Get to the rim. Why are you hanging out? You're 6'10", whatever height he is. Get to the basket. Don't be afraid.
It's almost over. Under a minute to go. 124-96 for Memphis as they are going to take care of business there. We'll come back and see what's happening with the baseball as well as we haven't checked back there in a while. Carver and Lisi on a Tuesday night. 844-843-6879. We are rocking on Sports Grid Radio back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on. That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879 is the number. They are at the half in Phoenix, 61-56. Suns lead the Pelicans. Your live number, Joe, is -9.5 for Phoenix. 230.5 is your live total. Good. Trending way over right now, Joe, that's for sure. Booker... As we know, having a monster game. Let's see what they got for live. You think Booker's going to score 50 tonight, Joe?
Yeah, he's going to be like 40. I could see how this game's going to go already.
Well, if they start to blow out,
Since you blame me for your parlay, can I blame you for taking secondary guys if I lose with this DeAndre Ayton prop?
What are you talking about? You? Why would you blame me?
Because he's a secondary guy. I should have just rolled the dice with Booker. At least I know what I'm going to get out of the kid. DeAndre Ayton, I got a 6'11", okay, center or power forward that is not under the basket in any capacity. He's hanging out by the free throw line. He's not active. He's just looking at everybody, and he pumps his fist when somebody else on the Suns makes a basket. Tell me what good that is going to do for me right now.
Ayton's got five boards. You want to hit him live at over 10.5 at +106?
I have no confidence in DeAndre Ayton. I'm going to start to bash him because usually when I bash people, they step up and they stick it right in my face. That's what I want him to do right now. Stick it in my face.
Wow. Joe's upset. Booker's got 7 threes in the first half. Jeez.
How about Valanciunas?
Can this guy Crowder hit a couple threes? Like, honestly.
Nah, he's a waste. He's a waste.
Thanks.
He wears the body armor. He wears the body armor. He's got the arm sleeves, the leg sleeves, knee pads, headband, and he gets 3 points a game. They don't build them like they don't build them like Shaq anymore. I'm watching Shaq. I'm telling you, Shaq, when he knew there was a mismatch, just that's it. That's it. Abuse them. These guys, they look, oh, I'm 6'11". The guy that's guarding me, 6'3". I'll just wait. I'll just stand there. Bury them.
They're up 5 right now. How much do you think the Suns win this game by?
I don't know if they win. I still think New Orleans can cover this game. I really do. But I think this game is in, like, honestly, this is going to be like 250.
Let me ask
total.
You this then. Booker's got 31 in the first half.
Ooh.
They've got a
Kings what? Ducks.
Yeah, I know. That's no good. I need the Kings.
Well, that's good for the total.
They've got on here Booker to score 50 at plus 250. He's got 31 at the half. 19 points in the second half.
Here's the problem. Usually the Suns mix it up in the second half, right?
Do they?
They never go like whatever they did in the first. They break tendency. Do we really think they're gonna?
You're that dialed in. You notice? You sure about this? That dialed in on the Suns.
It's all about game flow.
Yeah, game flow is this guy hasn't missed tonight. That's the game flow.
Right, now they got to switch it up. I see McCollum's been on him.
How about we put we take a shot with the Booker to score 50, and we put it with Hovland and Morikawa to win the Zurich Classic this week.
Victor Hovland and Morikawa, those two guys at least I know. What about Zalatoris? Is he playing?
Zalatoris is. He has his partner is Davis Riley this week. They're 36-1. That's just the part. This is a team week.
I know.
I tried
Guido
to explain
playing?
To you. Guido might be playing because there's two guys. There's 160 golfers, so Guido, I think, actually might be in the mix. Let me see if he is here. I'm looking at the bottom, of course, because Guido would be a very long shot. Guido's not in. No Guido this week.
No Guido.
I'm sorry. You know who is in?
Who?
Skins.
Is
David
he?
Skins.
Where, who's
is
he
in
paired
this week.
With?
He's some guy named Taren. They're 430-1 to win the tournament.
You know the names just jump out at me, right?
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
You know who jumps out to me? Gooch and Homa.
I already got a ticket on them. Can you get in on Gooch and Homa? You want to get in on that with me?
24-1.
I got him at 28-1, but you still get in there. Gooch and Homa. That's
so
one of my groups for this week.
Gooch and Homa. There's
a problem. They don't let you parlay the live NBA props. The live, you can only play them straight.
No. You can parlay it.
Not the NBA live parlays.
You just can't same game it with the same team. Yes, you can. I have it. I have DeAndre Ayton in game 16.5 with the Kings.
Okay, well, maybe it's something with the golf then, because they're not letting me do it.
Oh, you can't do the probably two. It's got to be one player,
right? Because it's a Booker and So it just doesn't let you do the live parlays on there. So we're gonna have to just play it as is.
All right. So you like the Gooch and Homa play?
Yes, I put Gooch and Homa with somebody. You definitely need it. No, how about this? Just play him straight. It's 24-1. Just play him.
All right.
Put $10
on. Okay.
And they win. You win 240 if they win. That way, we're both on. You're with me on one of these pairs for the golf this weekend.
All right. I like Gooch and Homa. All right.
So let's go. That's a good squad. They played together last year. They're buddies.
And I'm going to take Riley and Zalatoris too.
Willie Z. You're going to get on Willie Z.
I like Willie Z. The kid plays, man. I like Willie Z.
So Ayton's got 4 points, right, in the first half.
Yeah,
what do you need him to get to?
18.5 and 16. Right.
And his number's 13.5 over to plus 102. You want to go in?
I'm
10
not
points?
Doubling the meat on Ayton.
10 points?
Nothing. No, because nothing shows me that.
All right, fine. I got another good one for you. Herbert Jones has 7.
Yeah.
His number's over 11.5 plus 118.
I like that.
5 points. For Herbert Jones in the second half. You're going in for that?
Yes.
Can I put that with Gooch and Homa?
You just said you can't do it in
yes,
games.
Yes, that you can. The points you can.
Well, oh, because one was like
a live parlay prop.
I understand what you're saying. Okay. All right, so I'm doing Herbert Jones with Gooch and Homa. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, let me get it. Herbert Jones over the 11.5. Gooch and Homa. Gooch and Homa.
And I'm going to put mine, since I already have Gooch and Homa, I'm going to put mine with Riley and Zalatoris. Okay?
All right.
I already have a ticket on Gooch and Homa. All right, I'm in. Herbert Jones over 11.5, plus 118.
I'm in.
And I parlayed it with Riley and Zalatoris to win the Zurich this
weekend. I'm
going to
go in on the over. I just think this game is going to be 250 or more. I just have a feeling.
I hope so, too, as long as we get two threes from Crowder in that mix.
I'm gonna roll with the over. Give me a baseball game.
Give me a baseball game. Listen to Joe. Give me a baseball game.
No, because I'm.
How about a comeback from the Dodgers? You want to get on the Dodgers plus 210 in the fifth?
You want me to go against the Braves?
You want me to go against the Braves? Like, come on.
All right, let's take the Dodgers plus a run and a half.
Let's think about it during the break. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Joe's trying to build the perfect late-night parlay. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says
it.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. 61-56, Suns lead the Pelicans at the half. 9.5 and 230.5 are your live numbers. Me and Joe just got on Herbert Jones in-game point total. He has 7 at the half. It's 11.5 with some plus money there. Plus 108, I think it was, Joe. And I talked you into putting it with something with the golf this weekend. Gooch and Homa. Our boys, Max Homa and Taylor Gooch, for this weekend, who we will be rooting for big time. Also, Joe, like you put something together. Did you say you got now? The Dodgers are now down 3-0. Just so you know.
Okay, I don't have that.
Good. So you didn't put the Dodgers in there. All right.
No.
What do you have?
Over 230.5 Pelicans and Suns.
Okay.
Over 7.5. Blue Jackets and San Jose. It's 3-0 in the first.
Okay.
And Rose and Stenson at 55-1.
Mm.
It's a 25,444. That's what it is.
Wow. So there you go. You're in the mix. Not the pair that I would have picked for the Zurich this weekend, but
now I know I have a shot.
You're in the mix, so you've got a shot. Some grizzled veterans, Justin Rose and Henrik Stenson. If you can get through these other two games that you got tonight, so that's the over in the hockey and in the Jackets and the Sharks, and the over in the Suns and the Pelicans. All right,
I'm really just
rooting in Jones, and I need two threes from Crowder. That's really right. So unless I see Crowder start to hack up some threes, I'm going to get sunk in this game. I did get a homer in that Colorado-Philadelphia game. CJ Krohn gave the Rockies a lead. So I got two homers. So at least I'm getting $10 back so far, Joe. Maybe I can get another homer somewhere to make up for some of these Dinger Tuesday bets. Maybe.
Dinger Tuesday.
Maybe we can get Harper up in the top of the ninth, and he can go a yard, and I can get an even bigger number back, since Harper was my guy in that game, the homer.
I don't know. They're calling fouls already 11 seconds into the
quarter. Joe's locked in. Locked in on the game. Who's at the line? Is that Herb?
No.
Oh, no. That's not Herb.
He's out there, though.
He better be. We need, what, 5 points? Five points in the second half?
And all he does is step up.
This is the first time I've ever been involved with Herb, so.
Which means dead under now. Now we're screwed.
I knew he was your guy, so.
I
Come
know,
on, Crowder, shoot that.
You've got to put him into the dirt here.
Shoot it. Give it to Crowder. Yeah, this is all you're going to hear from me in the second half. Instead, who is it again? It's
what's
Bridges.
What's Ayton doing? Getting
it's
pushed
Bridges.
Around by,
it's Bridges.
He's getting pushed around by Alvarado. It feels good. Dr. Pepper. Getting pushed around by Alvarado.
Joe, we'll make it a football show here for a moment. A week out from the draft. Do you care at all about all these guys? Like, we did a whole bunch of stories today on the TV show. Like, this guy isn't coming to off-season workouts, and this guy's not coming to off-season workouts, and this guy's...
No.
Like, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield. Like, who cares? These guys don't go to off-season workouts anyway. It doesn't matter. Who cares?
This is what it's become now. But I did bring it up to Ben Stevens today. Are Debo and all the young wide receivers, A.J. Brown, are they represented by the same agent, Terry McLaurin, too? I'm just curious.
I don't know. And here's Crowder turning down another three. I mean, honestly, bro, let's go here. Let's go, Joe. We need more than this. We need more.
Aiden.
Yeah, he stinks.
He's horrible.
Stinks. He's just
he's
no good.
6'11". How tall? Just go up and jam it.
He's only got 5 boards, too. We need him to get to 11.
He's playing scared.
Well, that's because
What are you afraid of?
That's what he is.
What are you afraid of? What do we have to lose?
You're like Rocky on the beach right now with Adrian. You're pulling one of those out right now.
We got everything but the truth.
You're scared.
What's the truth?
What do you want to hear?
Come scared. On, DeAndre. What are you afraid of?
I'm scared, all right?
Take it to Valanciunas. He's wearing a scarf right in your face. He's eating caviar and drinking port, and you're sitting out by the free throw line.
Look at Jones just hanging in the corner by himself. Give him the ball. Give him the ball.
Give him the rock. Give him the rock. This everybody eats tonight.
Everybody eats.
Family style.
Yes.
What do you want? Chicken scarpiello? More.
Get him to Carmine's. Load him up. Load him up at Carmine's.
I gotta admit, you know, for those that don't know, Carmine's AC is much better than Carmine's 45th Street.
I agree with you. Right. I agree with you. The AC Carmine's is better.
Yes. You know why? Because they take their time with the food at 45th Street, at least when pre-COVID, they're rushing you out for the Broadway shows.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like eating anywhere around there.
Eggplant Rollentini comes out cold.
Except that great Brazilian steakhouse that's by that's on 47th, 45th, or 46th. I forget what it is.
Fantastic.
That place is no joke. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do know what you're talking about. How about in Newark, right, with the Brazilian steakhouse?
I haven't been to that one.
I think
one,
it's
Joe.
Iberia. Is it? I forget what it is, but it's phenomenal. $29.99. You can eat. Forget it.
Wow.
Eat like a king. Eat like a king.
You can do that next week in Vegas too. Get you. You could strap the feed bag on wherever you go, man. I mean, we get you.
I will say, Rayo's out in Vegas. You know, Rayo's in the city's only 10 tables, right? You go to Rayo's out in Vegas, you get more than 10 tables. It is pretty good. Phenomenal.
There's Valanciunas with another board for Joe. Just grab
the board. His kid's got 10? Where's Aiden?
Although that one might get waved off because he's yelling at the refs now. He's not happy. Booker's got 3 fouls here, Joe. That's a problem, maybe. I mean, can we get some Crowder threes in? We can mix those in if they want.
You and Jay Crowder, out of all the guys, why wouldn't you go?
I told you, I'm going.
You go Chris Paul.
Because Paul had a big game last game. He's not doing that again. There's Jones to the rack, Joe. Look at Jones lay it in. Look at Jones lay it in, Joe. Look at him.
He's smooth. He's a glider.
3 points. Let's get 3 more points.
Look
He's
at
got
this.
9.
Gliding.
We need 3 points from Herb.
He can run the floor. I love
Give it to him again.
Give
it
to him
again.
Again.
Give it Where's to him eight? Again. He's Where's in the eight? Corner. Give it to him for 3.
Aiton?
No.
Valachunas with a boy Comagies just ripping them down.
Jeez. We're all on different things here.
Darling, I have to get 13.5 boards. We're all rooting for different things. It's all right. We need the over. We need Pernts. Pernts.
By the way, San Jose now 3-0 over Columbus. I don't know if you said it was that before. When you
it
put
was
that, in.
That. It was at the end. Yeah, there you that's go. That's why I jumped
The Ducks are on another power play right now at the Duck Pond against the Kings. 1-1 game, about 4 minutes left to go in the second period there. Canucks have a 2-1 lead over Ottawa at the end of two. And must have 2 points for me tonight because Vancouver's got a very tough final five games. This is one of the last layups they have is Ottawa at home tonight. They need to get 2 points. Bridges is the guy. He's just chucking threes, Joe, every time. I mean, Crowder, when was the last time he even took a three?
I don't know. Why is Ayton out by the three-point line? Get to the basket, man. Valachunas with a bound. Valachunas with 12. Darling, I need to get 14 bounds tonight so we can have caviar and port.
A rare three Jonas, from Brandon Ingram, by the way. And, Joe, a big spurt by the Pelicans here. They're now up two. 69-67 as they have come out firing here in the second half. It is now Suns minus 5.5, 230.5 the total. What number will you go back in on the Suns?
I'm not. I'm sitting on a Pelicans plus 9.5.
So you want to double dip? When do you want to get double? When do you want to go the other way?
I always have to double dip. Why am I the guy to always double dip? Why? I'm just saying. Why am I? Why do you get to sit back and like? I feel like you're like.
How do you know I'm sitting back?
Master.
How do you know
you're
I'm sitting back?
Master.
Who says I'm sitting
back? Double the meat. All right, I'll double the meat. Okay.
Come on. Get in.
Triple the meat. God, it's good radio. Triple the meat. All right.
And get in there, Joe. Come on. What do you think? I'm not playing either. I'm in the mix here.
I can see
this from
around Vegas. Scotty, I got him to triple the meat 3 times in one show.
By the way, and I'm only saying this because I need some offense to start happening in this game. The Dodgers are being no-hit by Max Fried right now.
Trying to put the kibosh on Fried.
Might even be a perfect game right now, Joe, as he does not have a walk either. So
should pull him.
I'm only saying it because I'm trying to will. I'm trying to kibosh him. So bottom five, 3-0 Braves and Max Fried, who probably he's got 60 pitches already, which means they wouldn't let, you know, he's not allowed to finish the game anyway. So Austin Riley with an RBI single in the fifth to make it 3-0 for them. So we'll have to flip that on, Joe, and try to put the kibosh on Fried and the Braves. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We will come back. A lot more to do here on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on. That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Chris Paul at the line. He was fouled on a three-pointer. So he will probably make all of these, and they'll take a 72-71 lead with 6.5 to go in the third quarter. I have turned on the Brave game, Joe, just to put the kibosh. It's top six. 3-0 Braves. We've got... who's in for the Dodgers here? Evan Phillips now on the mound, so not a great night for Walker Buehler. And we'll see if the Dodgers can bust up the known hitter. Who is that just threw it down? Is that Bridges again?
Yeah, not a guy we need.
Yeah, not a guy we need is right. We haven't seen... Is Herb even out there now to get us at least this other side?
Yeah, he's out there. He's out there.
There's a board Aiton, for Aiton. Aiton,
yeah, Aiton great.
Aiton on the board.
It's great. Yeah, there he goes.
How about Crowder in the corner?
How about you get under the basket,
Aiton? And shoot the ball, dude. Why didn't he shoot that in the corner, Joe? Did you see that?
Herb! Herb!
Yeah, I thought he got fouled.
He got murdered.
Oh, there he is.
Come on, Herb. And one.
Let's go.
He's got 11.
He's got one. No, he's got 12. He's got 11. You're right. We need one more. Come on.
Hang in there.
Come on.
Bridges is hurt. Maybe Aiton will step up and actually score his weight in gold here. Get to the basket. Oh, my God, this guy. Like, really? What a dunk.
Yeah, I saw that. I think that was
Murph. That's Hayes.
Oh, that was
he
Hayes.
Did that
Jackson Hayes.
Too.
Jackson
I
Hayes.
I like this kid, Jackson Hayes. Athletic. He doesn't care who's in front of him.
He's blue collar.
He's blue collar to me.
He's blue collar.
Kid steps up. Chris Paul with a three.
Boom.
Missed. Here comes McCollum, and here's Hayes again. Jackson Hayes and one. Kid's getting abused.
I cannot believe they haven't gotten any of these calls underneath on these layups. We need one point from Herb.
One point.
Jeez.
Come on, Herb. And then we got a Gooch and Homer. Gooch and Homer.
Yeah. 3-0 Braves lead the Dodgers in the sixth. We talked about that. The Padres have a 5-2 lead on the Reds. The Pelicans now 77-74, have a 3-point lead, 4:35 to go in the third quarter. A good one out in the desert. Mariners lead the Rangers 6-2. I saw homers from Eugenio Suarez and Jared Kelnick in that one. They go to the ninth in Colorado, 6-5. The Rockies lead the Phillies. Could we get a few guys on base for Bryce Harper, Joe? That would be very good. Angels lead the Astros 7-2 in Houston right now. Canucks still 2-1 over the Senators, second intermission. Second intermission in Anaheim at the Duck Pond, 1-1 there with the Kings. Sharks 3-0 over the Blue Jackets, 13 minutes to go in the second period. That's everything that's going on, Joe, right now as we're in a break in the NBA game at 77-74. Yes, of course.
These commercials, I tell you, I'm looking at Buffalo Wild Wings. They put out the Pizza Hut pizza box. I don't eat pizza. I got to admit, I was taken in. I wanted to eat the whole thing.
Really?
It was amazing. I just saw it in a break. I think either USFL football or NBA playoffs. The Pizza Hut box. It's got pizza, dipping sauce. I mean, it looked fabulous.
Colorado beats the Phillies. They go down quietly in the ninth, unfortunately. So 6-5, a win for the Rockies in that one. There. Joe, tomorrow, while we have a break in the basketball.
Yes.
Three games tomorrow night. Nets and Celtics, game two in Boston, off of the last second Tatum bucket on Sunday. And pretty much, you know, back to the same line as Sunday. It was 3.5 the last couple of days. Now Nets getting 4, 226 the total. I think personally, Joe, the Nets are going to even it up tomorrow night in Boston.
Yeah, I think it goes 2-0 Boston, and then Brooklyn goes home and wins two. That's what I
really.
I do the line four again. It's the same line. I know. I was on the over in the last game. I like the Celtics. I think the Celtics win a close game. I could see them winning by 7. Just because of free throws in the end.
Yeah, I'm on the Nets. I think the Nets are going to win this game in Boston and bring this thing back 1-1. The Sixers are 2-point favorites in Philadelphia, in Toronto, I should say, tomorrow night. So -2 for the Sixers in Toronto against the Raptors, 216.5 the total.
Game smells. I'm taking Toronto.
Game smells. You're taking Toronto. That's it. Game smells.
Two
says what?
They've been totally outclassed by I'm not big on Van Fleet. I'm not big on their offensive of playmakers' ability. I'm just not. I think Embiid could eat all day. But why is this line only 2? This line should be basically 3.5, 4 at least. And the fact that they, would they get to the line 32 times and Toronto went, what, 11? That's going to be a, that's going to be what they call a point of emphasis coming into this game on home cooking.
I like the Sixers tomorrow night. I think the Raptors are in trouble. I think they're in trouble. They just have, and it sucks, but they've got guys banged up. It, you know what? I could change my mind based on if we know Barnes is playing or not, or if they got some guys back. But the final game of the night, the late game, not really, you know, like late 9:30 instead of the 10 that we've been getting the last few nights. The Bulls and the Bucks, Joe, in Milwaukee, close game on Sunday, low scoring. Now it's 10 and a 224.5 total off of a game that didn't crack 200 the other night.
They lost by 7. They covered, right? I said it before. Yeah. I think Milwaukee wins. They could win this series, I think.
I think they're going to win this. I don't think this series goes any longer than 5 games.
Okay. So they win 4-1, but I think Chicago covers every game, potentially. This is going to be the one where you're going to get burned betting Milwaukee every game because they'll win, but they won't cover. So I'm going to go, and because we talked about it all regular season, or at least since we started doing the show, Chicago sucks against good teams, right? So I'm just going to go the opposite, take the points, and maybe jump on DeRozan's over in this game. Either Rosen or DeRozan or Levine. I'm going to ride one of the big two.
Just took Jones out of the game for a breather.
There's four minutes in the third. We got a shot.
There's a lifetime left in this game. Crowder's 0 for 5 from 3.
Stick a fork in him.
The problem is I can't even complain he hasn't gotten looks. You know, just – and now he's off the floor. He'll be off the floor until the fourth. I need him to hit 2 threes. And everything else is in, Joe.
I got
everything else. Everything else on that thing I sent you is in. Only thing is the Crowder 2 threes.
I need 8. I need 11 from 8, and he's playing point guard. He thinks he's Chris Paul. 6-11.
Baseball tomorrow afternoon. Pirates are in Milwaukee at 1:30 East. Brandon Woodruff against Helen Keller for the Pirates. Minus 250 for the Brewers. Total's 8. White Sox.
I'm taking the over.
You're taking the over. Over minus 106. Perfect through 5 innings. Max Fried is back on the mound here in the 6th. The kibosh is on. The Guardians and the White Sox in Cleveland. Shane, don't call me Justin Bieber. Against Dallas Keuchel, minus 142 for Cleveland. 8's the total there also. I like the under.
I like the over. I'm taking the over tomorrow. Good. Tomorrow's a turn day. Okay. We've had unders.
I'm not going against the trend.
All right.
And just like that, Joe, I flip the game on. Fried gives up a hit to lead off the 6th inning. There we go. There you go. Dodgers back in the mix. Now let's get some runs. Let's go. Let's go. The Phillies will finish off that series in Colorado. Marquez on the hill for them. Phillies the road favorite. Why the hell are the Phillies favorite, Joe? They've won one game in like the last 10 days. Why are the Phillies favorite anywhere anybody? Give me the Rockies tomorrow to finish it off the sweep, Joe.
I like the over. 11?
Yeah, that's what they sat on tonight. 6-5 was the final. Sat on 11.
I'm gonna take the over. I'm going majority of the overs tomorrow. I think the trend turns. I think the Joe Public gets slain tomorrow night, Wednesday night in the abyss.
Braves and the Dodgers have an afternoon game tomorrow, 3 p.m. East. Charlie Morton and Tony Gonsolin, minus 138 for L.A., 8.5 the total there.
I don't like it.
I don't really like the game either. I got to see how tonight ends. Before I even get there. By the way, I was just going to say, they're up 6. What are we? You want to do something with the Suns here if it gets to plus money?
No, I'm not doing it. They're a one-trick pony. Outside of Booker, who's scoring for this team?
They're a one-trick. Hopefully in the fourth quarter, Crowder.
Crowder, come on. He's not even out there.
Well, he's getting up. He comes back in for the fourth. We get him in there. He needs a rest.
Seriously, if you're the Suns and you're Booker, and Paul, you're going to pass it to Jay Crowder? He's 0 for 5. You're like, Jay, take tonight off. Sorry, sit down. You
only takes one to get going. Tomorrow, also baseball. Orioles, A's, yawn. Yankees and the Tigers. Severino against Eduardo Rodriguez, who the Yankees used to see all the time in Boston. Ohtani is on the mound tomorrow night in Houston, Joe. He was racked the last time he pitched. He got destroyed against Oda Rizzi. Give me the Astros tomorrow night, plus $1.16 at home.
Should we take the over 8.5, -110?
Nah.
Why not?
Like
what
it.
Do you mean
that? I don't like it.
You just said he got rocked.
Good pitching matchup at Citi Field. The Bassett Hound against Carlos Rodon. I went right by it. I was like, you put the
stop sign up
at third, and I just said,
you just went right through.
I'm going right through you. I'm not getting involved. I'm not doing it.
I'm taking the Giants. I think the Giants beat the Mets.
All right, here's the over, Joe. Are you ready? And it's going to be when we're on the air tomorrow night. All right, the Rangers and the Mariners in Seattle.
I like that over.
Gilbert and Dunning, a flat 8 right now, over, -115. That's the spot.
There's two overs I like at late. Well, I don't like that one as much because it's juiced to the over. I like the one at -110, Twins and Royals. Twins coming off the win over the Red Sox, right?
Well, they play tonight. You know, they're
how'd
playing
they do
now.
Tonight? It was 3-2 last I saw. It was 3-2.
I know. The game's over.
Well, you got me involved in the basketball. I only have two eyes here. Nobody's out there for us right now. I like the over in Minnesota. That, I tell you what. Minnesota, that's one of my best bets tomorrow. Minnesota right. And KC over.
82-78. Pelicans lead the Suns. 1:52 to go in the third. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We'll come back, wrap it up, 844-843-6879 here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says
it.
We
got to
do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. 90-83, they go to the fourth quarter in Phoenix. Good game. Pelicans up 7. Suns come back and win it, Joe. -112 each way right now. 230.5 the total. You think the Pelicans are going to win this game straight up, huh?
I do.
I think when the Suns' first unit is, I think the first 3 minutes of this fourth quarter is where we decide where this game is going to go. Because if the Suns' first unit comes back out and they get hot, they're going to win the game. I think that there's a very big 3-4 minutes to start the quarter.
It's possible.
That's where I'm at.
There was no, for the last 5 minutes, no Booker, no Ayton.
Nope.
No
Chris
Bridges.
Ball out too. Nothing. The whole starting unit was pretty much out the last few minutes. So, and New Orleans is extended to 7. But I'm going to wait and see if I can get a little. If I get something nice, Joe, I'm going to jump back in on the Suns. If I get a
really?
Nice little number. Yeah. I still think they'll win the game. Pelicans are going to cover, but I think that they're going to win the game. Phoenix.
All right.
I wish I was getting more right now down 7. I'd like a, you know, but it's just not there. Joe, tremendous job. Tomorrow. We have more games, of course, as you know, and we're going to talk. We really have to start diving in more with these draft props.
All right, let's do
it.
We got too many,
and we're only a week away now. We need to start lining up what we're going to be playing out in Vegas for this draft. Carver and Lisi with you. We'll see you tomorrow night. Great job by Andrew Torres. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi. Cash some tickets. Sports Grid Radio. We'll see you tomorrow on the grid.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.